This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today is Monday, the 27th of June, 2022. It is a beautiful, glorious, sunny day outside. I'm Christine Wong and I'm joined by
Frida Liu.
And today we are celebrating World SME Day 2022. Now, it has been a struggle for the enterprises that make up the backbone of Malaysia's economy. More than a million registered small and medium enterprises are facing uncertainties when it comes to ensuring business resiliency and sustenance. And while SME owners know the importance of preparing for unforeseen circumstances, few would have anticipated the onset of a global crisis as what we have experienced today. So what can they do to help themselves and what help is out there? We'll be talking about that and more today on Enterprise Biz Bytes. So if you want to get in touch with us about today's topic, you can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Now, sadly, at the start of the pandemic, SME Association Malaysia revealed that up to one quarter of Malaysian SMEs were at risk of closure. And even to this day, SME owners are fighting battles on multiple fronts, including supply chain disruptions, reduced local and overseas demand, changing consumer patterns, manpower shortages, amongst many other things. Now, although small business owners cannot change what has already happened, they can change the course of their very near future simply by channeling their focus. So we're looking at what can SMEs do today to emerge victorious tomorrow.
Right. Firstly, you have to rebuild and diversify your supply chain. Relying on a single lowest cost source is not a sustainable approach, and it's more than likely to backfire on you later down the road. When it comes to your supply chain, ask yourself these questions. Are you single sourcing from only one supplier, or are you heavily reliant on only one customer? If any of them pulls out, can your business still stay afloat? SME owners should carefully review and manage interdependent levers in the organization, such as multiple sourcing, localizing, and tapping into diverse markets. Your supply chain model should be adjusted to allow for more flexibility and decentralization with a robust risk management system in place. And whether it is your manpower, logistics, or raw materials, the lesson is the same. You need to build resilience in your supply systems in order to have sustainable long-term success. Many companies have started to realize this, and it is a valuable lesson that should stick with us even after this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I think another lesson that businesses need to get better at and learn is to improve their communication with partners and customers, right? I mean, in times of crisis, most companies shy away from the limelight because no one likes to be the bearer of bad news. And we sort of duck our heads below the surface and pray that the crisis will blow over so that we can go on with business as usual. But there's no more business as usual, and what most SME owners forget is that no one likes to be kept in the dark. Timely and relevant communication is essential to keeping any relationship going, especially when it comes to business relations, right? I mean, what your business partners and customers would like to know is not maybe how badly affected you were by the pandemic, but rather how you're handling it, right? What you're doing to rebound from this crisis, what you're doing to prevent another shutdown. And providing honest updates and answering difficult questions will help to increase the confidence level amongst your stakeholders. And all businesses should have a crisis communication plan. It doesn't mean you have to like hire an army of PR professionals to do it, right? Just like a simple email or a short call with your customers would suffice.
Okay. The other thing is you also have to prioritize upskilling and reskilling your employees with digital training. The government has emphasized upskilling and reskilling the SME employees in order to match the ever-increasing demands of digitalization. The National Economic Recovery Plan, PENJANA, through its upskilling and reskilling initiatives, introduced certification and non-certification programs, particularly in high technology and knowledge-based markets for employees to improve their skills and be future ready for IR 4.0. The government also recently introduced the Semarak Niaga Keluarga Malaysia program, announcing an ambitious 40 billion ringgit channel to help businesses recover from the pandemic, at the same time creating new job opportunities. The Prime Minister announced that the program would help businesses develop worker skills and enable reforms to transition the country towards a sustainable economy through digital transformation. So what an SME owner should do then is to encourage their employees to take up courses and pick up new skills useful to the industry. Besides ensuring that employees are making the best use of their time, digital training helps to bridge the gap so that when the economy starts picking up again, employees can be the first ones to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm. And in addition, SMEs may want to take a look at their workplace health and safety measures because, you know, one thing is clear, the world as we know it is no longer the same. And this emphasis on workplace health and safety is just ramping up even as we're emerging from the pandemic, right? And locally, workplace health and safety standards have increased to order in order to provide maximum comfort for employees at the workplace. I don't know if I've walked into one place without hand sanitizer, for example, right? And according to a survey by World Economic Forum and Ipsos in 33 countries, Malaysia actually topped the list with 91% of workplaces requiring unvaccinated people to undergo constant COVID-19 testing, right? Mm. So we are being sort of vigilant here. And Malaysia also came in fourth with 94% of workplaces requiring employees to wear masks in common areas and when in close proximity with other people. So SME owners can maintain this good record through educating employees on these new protocols and cultivating healthy workplace habits even after we resume kind of some level of normalcy. And seeing as these regulations are here to stay, ask yourself, will you be able to manage these safety protocols manually going forward? And if your answer is no, look into how you can automate and digitalize such functions in order to free up your time and resources for other valuable work.
And finally, SMEs must consider investing in automation to deepen their capabilities. If the COVID-19 crisis has taught us anything, it will be that companies who can adapt, automate and digitalize functions are the ones who stand to gain the most in the long run. So as people started telecommuting and businesses moved online, those that stick to old school methods face no other option than to pause operations, if not shut down completely. So what SMEs should learn from this episode is that automating your business and digitalizing processes is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. It is fallacy that SMEs cannot afford the cost of automation and that only big corporations have the capacity to undertake it. Evidently, calculation, investment and cost has changed. The cost of a 2 to 3 month operations shutdown has far-reaching implications in business. And this revenue loss clearly outweighs the cost of automation, which really should be seen as investment in growth and transformation. So even if you're a manufacturing SME that relies heavily on labor and manual processes, there are numerous digital solutions that you can take advantage of. So obtaining automation funding and support has become more accessible and easier than ever.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, SME owners can sustain and remain resilient provided that they're willing to take the necessary next steps. And it's vital for SMEs to do so as it does not only contribute to the well-being of the business, but also the growth of the nation. And you may be thinking, that's a lot to deal with and that's a lot of solutions that I maybe don't know the way towards, right? So what are some pathways towards receiving knowledge, structure and solutions, especially in this journey of digitalization and automation? After the break, we'll be joined by Charliza Mohamed Harris, Head of SME Business Solutions and Campaigns for Unify Business, to talk about their World SME Day 2022 campaign and how they're supporting SMEs. But do stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes. For now, here is Dreaming by OMD here on BFM 89.9.
Bulldozing fine measures. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong and I'm joined by
Frida Liu.
And today we are celebrating World SME Day 2022. And we're talking a little bit about how SMEs can move forward after the impact of the pandemic and what support there is, what solutions there are. So of course, if you want to get in touch with us about that topic, we're on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and Twitter at BFM Radio. On the line waiting patiently with us is Charliza Mohamed Harris, Head of SMEs Business Solutions and Campaigns for Unified Business, to talk about some of the SME solutions and their hashtag #BelanjaTheSME campaign in line with World SME Day happening today. So thank you very much, Charliza, for joining us. First of all, I guess, what is World SME Day?
Okay, SME Day is a day to appreciate micro, small and medium enterprises and their contribution to the nation and its entrepreneurship spirit. SME Day usually is celebrated globally on 27th of June every year since 2012.
So why is Unified Business celebrating SME Day for the year for this year?
SME Day is often celebrated in other countries, but not entirely in Malaysia. Therefore, as a preferred digital partner of SME in Malaysia, Unify Business takes the lead to celebrate SME Day this year with our SME Day campaign 2022. And this campaign lasts for a month from 1st to 30th of June 2022. And the peak celebration is on the 20th to 30th of June 2022. The aim is to appreciate and support SMEs as the country's growth engine.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, Charliza, what are the objectives of the SME Day 2022 campaign?
Okay, the objective is to rally all Malaysians to show their support to SMEs as a national growth engine with hashtag #BelanjaTheSME. And it's also to recognise and increase the awareness of Malaysian on the importance and contribution of SMEs to the country's economic growth and development, especially during the COVID-19 recovery period. And SMEs, no matter small or large, should be appreciated for its role in the country's economic needs, such as creating employment opportunities, boosting import and export activities, as well as fulfilling consumer needs for various products and services.
Shaliza, tell us about the programs under your SME Day 2022 campaign.
Okay, Unify Business has planned for two main programs for SME Day campaign 2022 with the hashtag Belanja di SME. The first program is Social Media Challenge, shop and promote local SME businesses, and that is from 20th to 30th of June. It's a contest to take photos and post it on social media, including FB and IG, to show appreciation to your favorite local SMEs. And it's very simple to participate. You just visit any local SMEs, physically or virtually, shop and promote their products and services, snap and upload the SME pictures or selfie on your social media, such as Instagram or Facebook, and write the most creative caption and put the hashtag Belanja di SME. And there's more than 100 prizes worth RM50,000 awaits winners with the most creative photos and captions. And the grand prize is the fully sponsored 3-day, 2-nights family holiday package to local destination. And there's also other prizes like smart devices, gadgets, shopping vouchers, and many more. And the second part is about helping and supporting the SME digital journey with our awareness and education programs. And we have exclusive talk shows on Sembang Business, on Unify Business FB Live and other media platforms from 20th to 30th June on the impact of business digitalization. And we have an array of featured customers, including NTO from Henan Corporation, the largest and leading exporter of Malaysia durians. We also have Azizul Julirin from Kundasang Akofan PI, a modern hydroponic farmer. We have Joanne Goh from Jazzy Group, an international film producer. We have Sharudin Ahmad from Mega Lazis Food, who is the number one ikan patin temeru supplier. We have Nadira Yusuf from Kido Care, an online babysitting platform. And we also have Yasmin Karim from Pops Malaya, who supplies ice pops with real fruit. On top of that, we have nationwide digital entrepreneurship roadshow. So throughout the month of June, we will travel around Malaysia to raise awareness among SMEs on the importance and complete the business digitalization process to develop and grow their businesses, especially during transition period from pandemic to endemic phase. And this is in line with the government's focus on empowering this target group's economy and also improving their living standards. And to complete the SME business digitalization journey, we will assist with the SME digitalization grant. So TM, through Unify, has been appointed as a technology service provider partner, or TSP, under the SME digitalization grant by the government. And Unify Business, as the preferred digital partner for SME, combines business solutions so that SMEs can stay connected and drive business growth. So the offering is like, for under this grant, entrepreneurs can subscribe to Unify Business Solution packages with savings of up to 50% for 12 months. And we have an array of business solutions offered. We have e-commerce hub to manage multiple online platforms. We have cloud storage where you can access important documents from anywhere. We have our own digital marketing solutions where you can reach larger market in a cost-effective and measurable way. And we also have Chariot Unify, which is an online premium business listing.
I see. And also, you know, as we mentioned before the break, there are a lot of challenges for SMEs in their progress and in their sort of rebound from the pandemic, especially in terms of digitalization. So, Shaliza, just share with us, what are some challenges or barriers that SMEs are facing in adopting digitalization?
Okay, we have talked to a number of SMEs and we realized that there are three key challenges in for SMEs to adopt digitalization. The first one is mindset, where they have a low level of awareness or understanding on the importance of digital to drive business growth. And the second is tool set, where the tool set will be in terms of financing, where they lack financial support for digital solutions, and technology, where they are unable to see the benefits of new technology in their businesses. And the third one is skill set, where they lack the digital skill sets in order to adopt the digitalization.
And so how is Unified Business supporting the SME digitalization journey?
Okay, Unified Business, as the preferred digital partner for almost 400,000 SMEs in Malaysia, we are dedicated to making business easier for them. And we have three key support areas. The first one is solution. So we have business solutions for SMEs to stay connected and drive business growth. So the solutions that we have for the SMEs out there is e-commerce hub, where SMEs can manage multiple online platforms easily in one single hub, and cloud storage, where SMEs can access important documents from anywhere. You also have digital marketing solution, a team to do it for you, for your digital marketing activities to reach wider market. And we also have SME digitalization grant. And the second is support. We really realize that we need to support the SMEs out there. So we have more than 600 sales consultants nationwide, of whom 200 are ICDL certified. And ICDL is actually an international digital skill certification. And we have SME corners at 80-40 endpoints. And we also have enablement programs to accelerate SME digital capabilities. For example, we do local digital classes, such as Jom Business at Pasar Besar Siti Khadijah for the micro entrepreneurs, and we conduct it in local language. And we also have SME community, which are a Unified Business Club. It's the largest online business community in Malaysia, a resource hub to provide access to technology, financial and ecosystem support.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That was Sharliza Mohammad Harris, Head of SME Business Solutions and Campaigns for Unified Business, talking a little bit about their SME solutions and their World SME Day 2022 campaign. And I think, first of all, I do love the fact that they're reaching out, and I love that they're conducting these lessons and these guides in micro entrepreneurs, local languages, because I think that is a massive barrier, right? There are so many resources in English that may be a bit difficult to access for those who are more versed in Malay or Chinese or something like that.
And it's great that we have a day, like World SME Day. And of course, you know, we have to realize that there's SMEs and there's MSMEs, right?
Exactly.
Whose needs are so different and understanding so different. So you've got to be able to help them in this way. So great that people are, organizations like Unify are doing this.
Mm-hmm. And also providing that support and giving them access to that grant, the SME digitization grant as well. Because one of the biggest obstacles to, you know, incorporating some of these solutions is money, is, you know, being worried that that's going to, I mean, I know that we talked about how in reality, you know, you should think of it as an investment, but it is also sometimes difficult to just come up with that initial capital to put into that investment, right? So getting access to governmental help, getting access to sort of organizational help like Unified Business is doing, and also doing your own research and trying to figure out, you know, how to upskill your employees, reskill your employees, all that jazz. I think this is all super helpful. And it's nice to be able to celebrate, I think, today.
Yeah. And we'll need the help with the pandemic, you know.
For
still,
sure.
Still, you know, we're still feeling the effects of it. So all the help that we can get. You know,
absolutely. Yeah. Any sort of support is greatly appreciated. But that is about it for today's show. But thank you to Sharliza for joining us on the show today to talk a little bit about SMEs and World SME Day. But do not go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. And many Malaysians have a nostalgic attachment to A&W, which first set up presence here in the 1960s. But with rapidly changing consumer tastes and global supply chain shocks affecting the F&B industry, how does A&W plan to stay relevant to the next generation and beyond? The global CEO, Kevin Basner, outlined the growth strategy for the American fast food franchise in Malaysia and the region earlier this morning. And you can hear that conversation just after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. That's about it from me, Christine Wong, and my colleague, Frida Liu. We shall leave you with Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.